$H_$0 tension or $M overestimation, by Brian Yamat del Whale Mazo et al. There is a strong discrepancy between the value of the Hubble parameter H0P obtained from large-scale observations such as the Planck mission, and the small-scale value H0R, obtained from low redshift supernovae, SNE. The value of the absolute magnitude M-HOM used as prior in analyzing observational data is obtained from low redshift SNE, assuming a homogeneous universe, but the distance of the anchors used to calibrate the SNE to obtain M would be affected by a local inhomogeneity, making it inconsistent to test the Copernican principle using M-HOM, since M estimation itself is affected by local inhomogeneities. We perform an analysis of the luminosity distance of low redshift SNE, using different values of M, M-P, M-R, corresponding to different values of H0, H0-P, H0-R, obtained from the model-independent consistency relation between H0 and M, which can be derived from the definition of the distance modulus. We find that the value of M can strongly affect the evidence of a local inhomogeneity. We analyze data from the Pantheon catalog, finding no significant statistical evidence of a local inhomogeneity using the parameters M-R, H0-R, confirming previous studies, while with M-P, H0-P, we find evidence of a small local void, which causes an overestimation of M-R with respect to M-P. An inhomogeneous model with the parameters M-P, H0-P, fits the data better than a homogeneous model with M-R, H0-R, resolving the apparent H0 tension. Using M-P, H0-P, we obtain evidence of a local inhomogeneity with a density contrast -0.140 plus or -0.042, extending up to a redshift of ZV equals 0.056 plus or -0.0002, in good agreement with recent results of galaxy catalogs analysis. This was $H_$0 tension or $M overestimation, by Brian Yamat del Whale Mazo et al.